Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. I love water, and I shouldn't publicly admit it, but a sink of hot, sudsy dishwater has on more than one occasion allowed God to fill my heart with thankfulness. When I was 19 or so, we had eaten dinner at someone's house, and the older woman of the house was cleaning the kitchen. I expressed how I really disliked doing dishes, and her response has echoed in my mind for over 30 years. She enjoyed doing dishes. Doing dishes spoke these things to her. She had a home, someone to share a meal with, and a meal to share. Now I stand where she did, hands in hot, sudsy water, heart speaking words of thankfulness to God. Yes, moving in on the dining room table with a hot dishcloth, or attacking a greasy skillet with a sprayer and a brush, I thank God for a home, someone to share a meal with, and a meal to share. But I love water for much more than that. Probably for any use or characteristic of water that we could think of, God draws an analogy to it in Scripture: rain watering the earth, floods of judgment, water for refreshment or cleansing. Reflection causes us to stand before these pictures and see the truth of God. In Hebrews 6:7, we see a blessing offered for a faithful response to God's good word. For a land drinking in the frequent rain and producing good plants for those for whom it is worked has a blessing from God. Friends, receive the blessing of God. Don't allow the worries of this world or a rebellious spirit to harden the soil. Don't move so fast that you cannot hear God speak. The graceful rain of God's good word falls from heaven on a life such as this, but quickly runs off the surface. No refreshment, no quiet confidence, no moisture for fruit growing. But reflection prepares us for a real soaker, that steady patter, God's voice softening our outer layers, His words of life penetrating our anxieties and agendas, speaking God's amen to our hearts. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.